We can see Steve has turned up with his red table of pain. This is to help out Scott Mills, who climbed all them steps yesterday for Sport Relief for his challenge. He will be stiff today, and Steve is going to help him out, give him a little rub down. And Steve, while he's here, he's also going to hurt Tina. I mean, work on Tina.
Steve said he fully expects Scott to not be able to walk properly today. He says he will be in proper agony after doing what he did yesterday.
I'm in proper agony. Yeah. I did a pizza last night and almost missed him.
Did you? Well, that, I mean, that is hard.
Oof. Anyway. So we'll hear from Scott and we'll hear from Steve and a table of soothingness. Just a bit. Right, Paolo Nutini coming up and Rihanna. It's 4 minutes past eight.
7 minutes past eight now.
So I don't know how we're going to do this. Scott's going to come in and Big Steve is in with his table of pain. He's been here since about 6:30.
I know. He likes to beat the traffic.
Oh, doesn't he just beat everybody this morning? Virtually beat me. And the table of pain is set up in the studio and we can see it on the webcam. And it's basically, if you've never had a massage before, like a proper, it's like a portable massage table. It's kind of comfy. It's got that hole where you put your face in. So when you lie on your front, you put your face in. You know what that's there for?
So you can breathe.
No, no, so you can still hear you when you go,
so it's very important.
Steve, though, it has to be said, is a little bit odd because he genuinely, I think, enjoys what he does. Now, I enjoy what I do, but I've got a great job. Whereas he hurts people. But he enjoys it. But it's weird. Look at him now. Look, watch. Steve, can you hear us?
He hurts people, though, for a good cause.
For the greater good, isn't it,
really? For
the
greater good.
Short-term pain, long-term gain.
Absolutely. That's what he's all about.
Although you will be a little bit delicate after he's, you know, worked on your leg for 45 minutes to an hour. I told you that time he did my shoulder. He had yellow bruises. And you tell him afterward, look at him now, look, he's laughing. He's actually laughing.
He is.
The guy's not right in the head.
He loves his work.
He does.
Steve, I was a bit bruised from the other day.
Yeah, you will be.
You will be.
Yeah, I love the bruising.
Why are you doing Frank Bruno?
Yeah, I don't know.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Oh, there he is, look.
The pain man.
See him leap off the chair there to get to the mic. I've never seen him move so fast.
Nor me.
So, have we heard from Scott today, by the way?
He's on his way.
Okay, so Scott had somebody with him yesterday. I suggested that if he was, because you know what he was doing, he was climbing all these buildings.
Yeah, I don't know who thought that idea up next.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. And I was saying that he should have a rub down when he gets to the top of the BT Tower, and then when he gets to the bottom, he should have another rub down, and then go to the next building, have another little freshen up, then go to the top, have another one, get to the, you know, that kind of thing.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But I bet that didn't happen.
No.
That would have helped, though, right?
It certainly would have helped.
Something tells me that especially if they were late, I reckon he didn't have a rub down after the whole thing.
He would have, exactly.
Because he missed the first half an hour of the show, didn't he?
He's trying to get there as soon as possible, wouldn't he?
Now, was he running up the stairs? I take it he just walked.
I don't think you can physically keep running up them, can you?
At the start of the video, at BT Tower, he starts by running.
Really?
And you kind of think, pace yourself.
Yeah.
What a div. Kill himself.
Is he going to be in quite a lot of pain, Steve, this morning, do you think?
I would expect him to be very, very stiff. Having watched the Eddie Izzard show, which has been fantastic.
That's great, isn't it?
Having watched the massages he's gone through, I think Scott's going to probably be in the, pretty much the same.
Can I just say, though, the girl on that, and I don't want to take anything away from her, but when I'm watching that Eddie Izzard show, which, by the way, is on tonight, isn't it? Thursday?
I think it is, yeah.
BBC3. It was on last night as well. I watched it last night.
So that was last week's last night, and then the new one is tonight.
Yeah.
Make sure you watch it. It is brilliant. And if you miss it, check out the iPlayer.
It makes you unmissable, unmissable.
It makes the unmissable something.
I think it is unmissable.
However, watching her giving Eddie a sports massage, she is merely tickling him compared to what this brute in the other room does.
I think she's very good. Very, very good. I tend to use a lot of acupressure at the same time. So,
yes, me too.
Which is the...
makes the clothes come out really soft and smelling very fresh.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with Scott? What are you going to work on?
First off, just assess and see how he's feeling. I've got a feeling the legs will be very stiff.
Yep.
I think the lower back will probably be being tightened up.
Oh, yes.
And we'll go from there, but probably quite a lot of massage. Yes. And I'm guessing a bit of screaming, unfortunately, for him.
And that's then if you get time, could you work on Tina? By the way, before you answer that, Tina said this morning on the air that you're a great big girly wash-wash.
I didn't say anything like that.
She said you look like a dog that's been chasing parked cars.
That's what she said. And you're really
soft and you've got baby hands.
Steve, you know I didn't say any of those things.
I was listening this morning. I heard every word.
Right. Yeah, exactly. As you would put in baby.
She said last time it wasn't a problem.
I said it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. You said you felt better afterwards, didn't you?
Better. Yes, my bottom felt better afterwards.
There we go.
Scott's in the building.
Oh, is he? Oh, good. The video, Scott, by the way, running, you have to watch it. It's on the Radio 1 homepage, and I'm 47 seconds into watching the video, and he looks absolutely knackered. And that's, I think, the BT Tower one.
Weirdly, the picture on the homepage sort of taking you to the video makes him look a little bit like Dappy, weirdly, which is an odd look.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Bless him.
Have a quick look.
Well, anyway, Scott will be here. We should make sure he's all right getting down to the studio. He should get a lift.
Or you know that there's that little stair lift that literally takes you down three steps. By the time you've folded the thing out again, you might as well just hoik him over your shoulder.
Just give him a piggyback.
There you go. Well, Steve, I look forward to you making him better.
Thank you very much.
And then Tina, she who by the way feels no pain,
no
and
pain.
You're a great big girl.
I didn't say that.
So that's what you said.
Is
big girl,
name Dom, is
no,
it?
With baby hands.
No.
You called him Stephanie.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
In fact, she did say on the air as well. Her table of pain, table of a girl with big baby hands, more like.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
That's what she said.
No,
as a quote.
That's wrong.
You need to show her and teach her a lesson. Right? Oh, look at him! Look. Cracking his knuckles, he's ready. Thanks, Steve.
No worries, CC.
No worries, CC. I like hurting people. Right, it's 13 minutes past 8. Good morning.
Good morning to Great Britain from the BBC. The Chris Moyle Show is on the air thanks to the licence fee. We're right here every morning and we do it all for you. We'll make you laugh by saying things like boobies and poo-poo.
Oh dear, she crashed.
Shut up and drive.
What a silly sausage. Anyway, it's Rihanna and Shut Up and Drive. And now let's speak to Mr. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills, miles from hell.
Morning, my darling.
Hello.
You're
hi.
Right?
I'm on the table.
You're on the table of pain.
Yes.
Now, how much were you looked after yesterday as far as rub downs go?
I had a little rub down after the run. Well, not run, the walk up the stairs.
Which one? Like, did you have one after each?
Oh, no, not at all during.
Really?
No. Oh, just a little stretch out, that was it.
And also, what was the gap in between one building and another? How long were you sort of not doing anything for?
About 15, 20 minutes.
Which is then when you sort of go cold, and that doesn't help either, does it?
No, cramping up a little bit.
Mm.
How horrible was it on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
Right, okay, got you.
I didn't think I would ever be able to do that kind of thing, honestly.
When you got out of bed this morning, were you literally hobbling?
I was scared to get out of bed, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when you're in bed, you're like, okay, it's fine. And one foot... Ow! So, and then as I went outside, I kind of limped up the stairs from my flat. And then the taxi driver just laughed. So I didn't like that much.
Steve, how is he? Have you had a little poke around already?
Little Phil, he's actually not too bad. It's actually the lower back seems very, very stiff.
Really?
The buttocks are a wee bit tight.
I've always said that about Scott's
always.
Buttocks.
Always, tight buttocks.
Very
they
tight.
Are.
Then we call him TB, tight buttocks. Scott tight buttocks.
Yeah.
That's what he's known as.
So it's always been the way.
So what's the best thing you can do for him? Just work on the lower back?
We'll just release the lower back and do some stretching work on that, and the same with the buttocks.
Okay.
And we'll do some strong massage on the calf muscles.
All right. Well, feel free to just do that, and me and Scott will just carry on chatting.
Okay, no worries.
He's professional. You won't even notice that Steve's touching him.
Mm-hmm.
So which, what was the worst bit yesterday, Scott? You all right, is that Scott?
Yeah.
What was the worst bit yesterday?
When I got to Canary Wharf, One Canada Square, and they were like, yeah, that's the tallest building in the UK. Right. Ah!
Well, yeah!
I think Steve has started.
has he started? Now, this is going to help you, Scott, just so you...
Scott, can I just take this opportunity to ask? So this was all being filmed as well, of course.
Yeah, it's on the website.
I would imagine that there were situations where you had to redo certain bits for video purposes.
Yes, there was! there was.
But you know, the good news is, Scott, is yesterday, I think, because people realised it was a very, very tough challenge.
Yeah. Mm.
So the money came in yesterday, good and proper. So yesterday alone, we raised £25,000. So thank you very much, listener.
Oh, amazing.
Scott, would you be able to...
Hang on, left button.
Would
now.
You be able to explain how people can donate?
Yeah. Yes, they...
What do they do?
He texts Scott, yeah. The word Scott, my name, yeah. To 7... Ah, no.
Sorry, 7 what?
70011.
Right.
Sorry, that number again?
70011.
Okay, thank you, got it now.
Are you all right, Scott? Ooh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
That's... It's gonna... what was that? Steve, what was that?
I think we've just found a very tight area. This might be painful.
Yeah, it's his wallet.
Take a deep breath.
A deep breath.
Yes. Breathe in, Scott.
And relax.
Do you know... Hang on.
Stop.
Scott, can I just try something here? And I know that the day's wrong, but would you be able to say... It's only Friday. Right, while Steve administers pain.
Okay.
Steve, in your own time.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ow! Ow!
Oh, my God, you weren't wrong about the table of pain.
Yeah. And then, just for the last one, what would you like to say to the listeners who have given you money so far?
I'd like to say thank you.
That's it, what?
Thank you so much for all the money you've raised so far. I really hurt today, even more now. But thanks, Steve. I know it's going to help me later. That's what they always say, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'll come in a minute and you can tell me my next mile.
I will do.
Please don't let it involve anything with stairs.
I actually don't know what it is today.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
yes.
Yep. You're going to be on a horse, jumping out of an aeroplane, and then climbing some stairs. On a horse.
Okay, I quit.
Whilst carrying a horse.
I quit.
Yeah? So you'll be fine.
Okay.
You know what would really help you, Scott?
Yeah.
If Steve did one of his famous makes you crack.
I quite like the cracking, though. I said this on the air last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want it? Can we
try a crack?
Yeah. If you're asking for it, Steve can do it. Steve?
Yeah, definitely.
I just like it. You know when some people like cracking their fingernails?
Everyone stay quiet. By the way, if you're a bit squeamish, I'm telling you now, if you hear it, it will make you go, ooh. Okay. So,
all right. Let's here we go. I'm just trying to position the microphone so you can...
Where would it crack?
Middle of your back.
Oh, God.
Okay.
This is... Honestly, the middle of my back is killing today.
I genuinely can't hear this. I'm going to have to remove my headphones.
Let's try.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Just lift that up a little bit. That's it.
God.
Oh. Okay. Take a nice deep breath in. And breathe out. Oh, it didn't go.
Ooh, didn't...
Nope, you don't want to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, too tight.
Oh, brilliant. Ow. No!
I'll try one more time. Deep breath in. And relax. Relax, relax, relax.
No!
Oh! Are you alright, Scott?
I'm not cracking.
Right, no, you're not. You're not great at all.
I'm too tight.
Alright, well, look, we're going to leave you to it in there.
You've got the news before you need to come in, so you've got a few more minutes.
We've got the news, and then we'll play a couple of songs.
You do the news, and I'll be in a set.
All right, see you in a minute. Thanks, bye. Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks.
Scott. All right, bye. Right, so there you are.
Someone just texted him before saying, I bloody love the table of pain.
Trust me, you wouldn't. If you would like to make a donation to Sport Relief because of what Scott is doing, you text the word Scott to 70011. Sport Relief will get a pound, which goes to projects all over the UK, not just in some of the world's poorest countries, but also in the UK. It might be something down the end of your road. Mm. It costs a pound, plus your standard network message charge, and that whole pound will go to Sport Relief. Got to be 16 or over. Please ask Bill Pace permission. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. If everyone does it right now, they'd make loads of money. This is only for people who haven't given. If you've already given, I keep saying this, don't worry about it. Your work is done. However, if you fancy doing it, here's what you do. Get your phone now. I'm going to do it. 70011 and write the word Scott. Okay?
Yeah.
So write the word Scott. Send it to 70011.
S-C-O-T-T, Scott.
I'm going to do it now. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to do it as well.
S-C-O-T-T, 70011, 3, 2, 1, send. Gone.
Yeah, mine's going as well.
Thank you very much. You're very nice. You're very generous. £69,000 we've raised.
Amazing.
Scott, brilliant.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
Let's see if we can push it to 70,000.
Scott Mills, miles from hell!
Dave in Oxford says, why is hearing someone in so much pain so funny? Scott, you complete me.
That's nice.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott, can you still hear us?
Yeah.
No, just checking. How is it now? What's he doing?
It's the legs.
Oh, he's on the legs.
Ah!
Oh, can I just say, on the webcam, and we're watching this, and I can even feel a bit of pain just watching. Okay, I'll leave it to it. Bye-bye. It is helping, by the way. This is, you know...
He is fully trained as well. It's not just a man who's turned out. He's fully trained.
Entertainment.
By the way, ask me what it's helping.
What's it helping?
Our audience figures.
Yeah, there we go.
I can also tell he's not pressing that hard. I've seen him really go for it with us in the studio. Mm. That's how tight Scott is.
He did on the back, though. He was leaning on him. Yes, and as Tina said, you know, Steve's quite fat. That's what Tina was saying earlier.
Say that.
You did. You said he's a great big fat jelly belly head.
Stand there with your mouth open, Steve. I didn't say that.
Oh. Scott, did you hear that?
Yeah, so did Steve.
Yeah. Mm. By the way, Steve.
Hello.
Yeah, Scott also said you look like a girl. That's what he didn't say there. And he said you smell of perfume, of girl's perfume.
Yeah, he did.
That's what he said, just to let you know, Steve.
Did you really say that? I'm going to watch you, boy.
I like it when Scott laughs on the table of pain. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Doesn't last very long, though, does it?
Go on, Scott, you have a giggle. Go on.
laugh that out.
Right, okay, bye. Check with them in a minute. Right. So we'll tell Scott what his brand new challenge is for the day. It's a nice one. Find out what it is in a few minutes after the news. It is 8:31.
8:34 now.
Yes, sir.
Scott Mills, miles from hell.
Oh, Scott has now got his leg right up in the air. Look at this. It's beautiful. You all right, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, now you ready?
Yeah.
This is good. This is really nice and stretch out. Are you pushing down on his shoulder?
Yeah,
good.
It's good.
Yeah. Now, what you should do to get your own back, if you just let one go right now. So, Scott, well done yesterday. If you want to see the video, Will Kinderberg made a video of Scott doing it, well, all the challenges so far, but yesterday doing all the big buildings in London. Five of the big London landmarks he did, BT Tower and the Gherkin and Canada Square, Guy's Hospital and Centre Point. Which is the worst one, by the way, yesterday, Scott?
Canada Square.
Really?
50 flights.
Ooh.
It never felt like it was going to end.
No, I bet.
Well, listen, we're going to stretch you out. We're going to make you feel better.
Okay.
And while we're doing that, we're going to give you another challenge.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I just say, by the way, once again, we keep saying thanks for giving us some money. Can you now text in if you've enjoyed hearing Scott in pain? Because actually, that's worth a pound, isn't it? £1?
Yes.
That's surely worth a pound to hear Scott do all that business.
Some of the noises are just amazing.
Yeah.
Scott, do you shave your legs?
No.
I told you, Dave, you are freakishly hairy down there. You're not normal.
But he's really got very smooth legs.
No, most people have
legs. They look quite
like
smooth.
He's got lovely legs.
Yeah,
I think
they look like the sort of legs that have had some attention.
No, they haven't, honestly.
The one part of Scott.
The one bit that's still original.
Seriously, he's like the Jordan of Radio 1.
Yeah, he's had everything done.
That's not true.
See these teeth? See this nose? See my elbow?
I don't know what Steve's doing there, but that doesn't look good.
No.
Ooh, I'm just staying with it.
Dave, let me see.
Take a deep breath.
So. You ready, Scott?
Deep breath.
And breathe out.
What do people do if they want to give a pound for listening to you in pain, Scott? What should people do?
Text Scott to 70011.
Right, what that number again is?
70011.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
Sounds like Darth Vader.
Can you just say, Luke, I am your father?
Luke, I am your father.
It's brilliant.
Spot on.
Like Darth Vader at the toilet. All right, do you want to know about today's challenge?
Yes, please.
Okay, yesterday really pushed you physically. So today, we thought we'd make it a little bit easier. We had to make it easier, right?
I can't walk.
So today, Scott Mills, you are heading off to the Linford Christie Athletics Track, which is in London, and you're going to complete a mile on the track, which is 4 laps.
But I can't do that today.
4 laps, that's
you
it.
You can.
4 laps, there's your mile.
But I can hardly walk.
Well, you can then just walk it.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, you probably will walk it, I'd imagine.
Right.
Yeah, so there you go. 4 laps of the track. There's your mile that you have to complete today.
Yeah, but there's a something else, isn't there?
Today, more of a mental... You're ahead
Linford
of Linford
Christie.
A mile, four laps. Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah. It's a three-legged race.
What?
It's a three-legged race. Mm. You will be attached at the leg to somebody else. And you have to do the 4 laps together. You'll be, like, together as one, but there'll be 2 of you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so, you know, nice and easy. There'll be just you and somebody else doing a three-legged race for a mile. You know, you can walk it if you want. Mm. Be nice. You'll probably have a good chat about it.
Yeah, a little natter.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Who is it?
This man.
Oh, the pain is just to get worse. Yo, Scotty, what time is it?
Oh, you're... Well, Chico!
Yeah! Morning, Chico!
Hello, my good man, how are you?
I am very well. Listen, now, Scott is dying to know all about your England record. Yeah. Will you save it and tell him all about it later?
Of course I will.
And will you be able to sing it to him?
Of course I can.
Brilliant.
All the way for the whole mile. I'm going to drive him nuts.
And tell him about all the people in the video, Chico, and all that stuff while you're doing the mile.
I will do indeed.
When's the song coming out, Chico?
It's coming out the 24th of April. I just want to say, I mentioned you on GMTV yesterday, Chris.
I bet that went down well.
I don't think it did. Actually, but I just want to say honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. We've got Pinewood to donate $100,000 for the charity, and we already raised enough money to build a water pump, and it's all thanks to you.
Well, that's what they call me. That's my
well
nickname.
Done, Chico.
Thank you very much, Chico. Well done. What date is it coming out again?
I think it's going to be the 24th of May.
April.
April.
My birthday.
When is your birthday?
24th of April.
Well, we'll have to celebrate. Shall we release it on that day, then?
Well, whenever you want. You know, don't do it for Dave's birthday.
I like he's basing
you
basing it on your birthday.
What's it called again?
It's England time. It's England time.
Brilliant, yeah. Wow.
Thank you, guys. And listen, the boys are going to win it, and this time it's believe it, dream it, work for it, they're going to achieve it. This time, if there's ever been a time, this is it.
You've got 4 laps of this, Scott.
They're going to do it.
You're right, Chico. By the way, have you met before, Scott? Have you met?
Yeah, we've met a lot of times.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, really nice guy.
Yeah. By the way, do you want to mention your good news you had recently, Chico?
Oh, yes, I've just had a beautiful baby boy. His name is Zachariah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. So
his name is what?
Zachariah.
Oh, that's a great name.
Actually means God has remembered. That's what it means.
Chico, you can save all this for the race if you want.
Can I?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I've got much to tell you.
Chico, the other thing that would be good, if you take a stopwatch and then periodically just ask Scott what time it is, and then you can tell him how far into it
he
is.
I love that.
Okay, well, I you know what, I broke my iPhone, man, and it's not working, so you're going to have to bring me a stopwatch.
Hey, Chico, what time is it?
It's England time!
Yeah! Oh, Scott, you're going to have such a good day. Chico, have a good day. Wait. Thanks,
Chris,
man.
I love you, man. You're a legend. Thank you. Bye. You changed your lives, mate. Please.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Chico. Bye. There he is. Bye. Chico. It's Chico time. Scott, how you feeling? Scott. Hello, right. Scott.
Hello.
You're right. Yeah. Scott's crying.
You're going to be chained to him today.
It just reminds me of a time when I went on the Extra Factor and Chico was there and I couldn't escape for about 2 hours. he just gets you. He's one of those people that gets you in the corner and then you can't leave.
Do you know what? Yeah. I might give some extra money to your challenge. If Chico says, it's Chico every minute.
Well,
you can get this serious. You take that too serious.
It's Scott Mills time. Oh, there'll be every variation of it.
Do you know what, though? He is a sweet guy. Like, he will do anything to help us out. Yeah. If we want him to say it's Chico time every minute, he will.
I tell you what, Scott, you should have seen some of the people we had on the list to chain you to.
Who?
I'll tell you after the show.
I can say it now if you want.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, right. There was going to be two. There was going to be one either side of you.
Yes.
And the one was called...
Edward.
Yep. And the other one was called...
John.
Oh, my God.
And together they are...
Edward and John.
Yeah.
I got a good deal.
You did.
The names of people that we came up with.
This has been... You know, we said that this has been a game in the office, trying to piece it together. This is the main part that everyone's been taking, you know...
Piers, executive producer Piers, myself, Comedy Dave, Greg James, and we're having a conversation about who we could get to do this challenge with you. And then Neil Sloan appeared, Greg's producer.
I couldn't help but over here.
And then he got stuck in. Loads of great names were coming up. I mean, most of them a bit odd from him. Yeah. He was quite dark. But
John Terry and Wayne Bridge on either side.
That
of
was a great
option.
Yeah. I wouldn't recognise them if they stood up in my soup.
If they what?
Stood up in my soup.
If they stood up in my soup.
I would recognise John Terry because he's the one that...
Yeah.
Steve...
Hello.
Can you just hurt him again, please? Because we need to raise more money.
Okay.
All right, what should people do if they want to give you a pound? If you've made anyone laugh today on the Table of Pain, what should people do, Scott?
Please text... Oh, God, not there. Please text Scott to 7-00-11.
Ooh, that's it, isn't it? It's right there, isn't it? It's
always right there. Always there.
He's there.
Always.
Yes. Oh.
Scott to 7-00-11. I can't take the pain. It costs you a pound.
By the way, Scott, are you ticklish?
Sport relief. Not ticklish, no.
You're not.
Oh, no,
you liar!
No.
You big liar!
That is some tickle table.
I'm not ticklish. No.
Alan's ready to tickle him.
I'm not ticklish. I'm in enough pain as it is.
You know, this is good, right? So Steve can do the pain, and Alan can come in and just tickle you at the same time.
It's yin and yang.
No! This is my... Right, just text Scott to 7-00-11. It'll cost you a pound. The whole pound goes to sport relief. You've got to be 16 or over and ask the permission of the person who pays the bill.
That's got to be worth a quid, isn't it?
That's got to be worth a pound. Right, everybody now.
I'm going to do it again. Right.
I'm going to do it again.
Scott.
It's right there, Steve.
Jeez.
It's so hard not to swear.
Text the word Scott to 7-00-11. Everyone going to do it?
Yes.
We'll do it now.
O-double-T Scott.
7-00-11. Cost you a pound, as you said. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Send. Everybody send.
Go.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's gone. There's a pound. You've done it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And by the way, Scott.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Chico time.
Hey! Hey! Scott, man, what's happening? Come on, Scott. Let's have a dance. Sometimes it feels so good. This is a picture of my new baby.
Yeah.
This is my missus. This is her right in the middle of labour, Scott. Have a look at that picture. Hey, let me tell you about my single, It's England Time. Let me sing the whole words to you. It's going to be a hell of a lap for you.
Do you know what? You would think yesterday was the most high risk, but to anyone DJ Scott Mills died yesterday after being talked to death by Chico.
It's Chico.
Chico, go Chico, go.
You can get delirious. You take Scott too serious.
It's shut up time.
Well, it'd be nice to see him again.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He is.
Oh. All right, Scott, listen, well done. Good sport. You're doing a good job.
Thanks.
And you're now on your front now. Steve's going to work on your back again. Are you all right there?
Yeah.
Should we leave you to it, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Scott.
Bye.
Okay.
It sounds like didgeridoo.
I'm actually sitting in my cab crying for you, Scott. Good luck today, says Sarah in Brighton. Just tuned in. Is Steven with the table of pain? Have you recorded Scott in the toilet again?
If it's even made you smile this morning, then it's got to be worth a pound, hasn't it?
Yeah. So thank you, everyone.
To 70011.
Isn't that right, Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, everyone. Is this not worth a pound of your money? Mm. £1 doesn't even buy you a bar for lager in some places. Doesn't even buy you a pint of lager most places. Mm. Is that right, Scott?
I don't talk to me.
Right, sorry. Right, okay. We're not going to talk to him. We're just going to let him get over it.
Don't talk to me.
How was it listening to the Crazy Frog, by the way, yesterday?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh.
What, Steve?
What have you got?
That's going to be painful.
Oh, is this going to be painful? Oh, great. One more, then.
Yeah, we'll hold.
Deep breath. Carry on. And breathe.
I'm really curious to see how much money we've raised today. If you think about it, in all honesty, how many people would have been laughing to Scott in pain, right? A few million.
Yeah.
And if every one of those people text a quid, boom. But they don't. But I tell you what, I've got to be honest. In all seriousness, Sport Relief is costing me a bloody fortune at the moment. Because you just text all the time. I mean, it's great, though. But
we do it just to demonstrate how easy it is. The fact that all you have to do is just text Scott to 70011. Yeah. It's easy peasy.
All right, so Tina is about to go in on Steve's table of pain, so we need to get some headphones on Tina. Oh, here we go. Right.
This is Tina, who said that she didn't think it was that bad.
Why is this happening?
What did you say this morning?
Said it wasn't that bad.
Right.
Yeah.
And I could handle it better than Dom and Dave.
Sure.
That's all I said.
And you're going to prove that now. Yeah. You're going to prove that you have a very high pain threshold. Mm. And you can... How long do you reckon you could handle it on the table of pain? Before saying, stop.
10 seconds.
Oh, seriously?
I tell you what. Should we go for 30 seconds?
Oh.
Should we try that? So we see if you can last 30 seconds?
Okay, fine.
Okay, so when you've had enough, just say stop.
And Steve, I didn't say all those things about you, by the way. I really didn't.
I was listening.
Backtracking. All right, 15 seconds, we'll go for it. We'll go for a clock start. We'll go exactly... What are you doing? What's
Deep
wrong?
Deep breath, taking a breath.
My God, I thought you'd started already. All right, so 5 seconds, we'll start. When you've had enough, say stop. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Tina on the table of pain.
Okay, deep breath, and go.
Time! What time?
What time is it?
Time, what time?
No, keep going!
Stop!
Oh, well done, Tina. That was 22 seconds.
Oh, I only had 8 seconds to go. Yeah. Okay, I'm going now.
Oh, is it really? You've had enough?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, do you know what? This is like a question on nominate. Who would you like to nominate to go on the table?
Dom.
Dominic.
Dom. Come on, Dom.
Think about it.
Yeah. Come on.
I'll bring the weather.
I'll do 3 seconds.
Okay, now this is great. Yeah. Everyone have a guess. How many seconds before Dominic says stop?
5 seconds. No, do you know what? I'm going to go slightly more, but not much. I'm going to say 12.
Do you know what? Hello, Steve. I'll go 6.
Morning, Dom.
Okay, so Dominic, it's stop when you want it to stop, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm going to replace the 30-second countdown music with the 10-second edit.
Yeah. Do you know, even that's being optimistic.
Okay. Now, Steve, when you're ready to go, we'll start.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Deep breath in, Dom.
Hang on a second. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Trying to fight it.
Ow! Stop. 5 seconds.
Oh. You worse.
I'm doing all right, wasn't
come
I?
Come on. Hey, double or quits, Dom.
I'll quit, thanks.
Let's see if we can get 6 seconds.
All right, let's do 6. Can you we did, do the other buttock?
You did 5 seconds. Well, no, now we know where to get you. That's it.
Oh, Steve's moved the table.
Yep. Oh, do you know why?
Why?
Because he needs to take a running jump for this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Steve, you got it?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
He's got it.
Deep breath in, Dominic.
This is good. I'm 2 seconds. Ready?
And let's go.
There we go.
There we go. There we go. There we go. Why are you doing that? Stop.
Big
it's like,
baby.
It's like you speak a different language.
Yeah, you're rubbish.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Oh, it just really
right, nominate Dave.
You're a girl.
Dave,
bring your tedious link with you. We've got to do tedious link.
Do that on
yes, oh, you yeah. can. Yeah.
Tedious link. Beautiful. If you'd like to hurt your work colleague, Steve is available. I mean, obviously... This is just, he's proper, he properly does this and helps people. And then we get him in and just go, hurt him. Dave, you in position?
Yes. Hello.
Okay, right. Okay, so we're going to do Dave.
What? Now, why are you laughing already?
They've got tighter.
Eh?
They've got tighter.
No, they haven't.
It's very tight.
Okay.
Okay, so Dave, it's time for Tedious Link. How do you get to today's track from yesterday's, which was Tiffany, Think We're Alone Now?
American singer Tiffany now lives somewhere near Cannock, which means she's probably a million miles away from Stan Collymore. Stan Collymore used to play for Nottingham Forest, whose home shirts are coloured red rhymes with bed, which is the best place to rest and go to sleep at night. At night was a big hit in 2002 for Shakedown. While Shakedown is probably the most effective way of dislodging a stubborn coconut from a tree. The plural of tree is trees, which are a valuable source of wood, sap, and in some cases rubber, which are used to make car tyres. Mm-hmm. Tyres is what Scott Mills must do on a daily basis at the moment as a result of his grueling miles from hell. Hell rhymes with bell, which... which is what people ring for last orders. Orders in the restaurants are taken by a waiter or waitress and normally written down on a piece of paper so they never forget. Never forget was a big hit for Take That, who have won many awards in their time. And somebody else who's won awards recently, such as the Brits last month in London, is Mr. Dizzy Rascal, which links us to Dizzy Rascal. Fix up, look sharp.
Nice one.
Dave's
tedious,
Dave's tedious. How
was that, Dave?
Excuse
me.
Ow!
Leave it there. Here we go. Dave's tedious, Dave. Oi! Oi! look at the screen, Alan. Where is Alan?
Go Steve, away, Steve.
Steve has held up a sign in the Table of Pain room saying, where is Alan? Steve, do you want to see Alan?
I would love to see Alan.
Right. He wouldn't.
Al, he'd love to see you.
I've got to give the total. We have a new total.
I'll do the total.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
Oh, no, it's my job.
I'll do it in the
table
of pain.
We'll do it.
Okay. All right, off you go.
Good luck, Al.
Alan is going into the room where the table of pain is. That was Dizzy Rascal. Fix up. Look sharp. I think as you announced it.
Yeah. It's difficult to read properly when a large man has his elbow in your buttocks.
I've never found it a problem.
Hello.
Hi there, Alan.
Hi.
Get up off your chair, bro. It's Chico time.
You'll also find his mention on GMTV on there for you as well.
Oh, thank you very much. This is really funny. So Chico's on GMTV talking about his New England record, which we played that time on the show.
Yeah, we did.
Remember, we talked about it. And I think he's been interviewed by Richard Arnold, I think.
It is Richard Arnold, yeah.
Now, GMTV hate me. They don't hate me, but I don't exist in the world of GMTV. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And this show doesn't exist. When we climbed Kilimanjaro, Ben Shepherd, who is on GMTV, was allowed to do reports into Radio 1 on every show but this one. They wouldn't allow him to do it. And GMTV spoke to every person on the mountain except me.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed anywhere near GMTV. There was virtually no mention of my name. It was hilarious.
But it's like people on EastEnders don't watch Coronation Street, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's like a cardinal sin to mention my name on GMTV. It's really bad. So hence why I think this clip's really funny. Half as they're wrapping the interview with Chico up, he says this.
Just want to say thank you, Chris Moyes. Without you playing it, this wouldn't have happened. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris, but keep it here on GMTV. All right.
Keep it on GMTV, all right.
Keep it here on GMTV, all right. Stay bright. Here's the weather.
Keep it locked.
Richard Arnold.
Brilliant.
Just want to say thank you, Chris Moyes. Without you playing it, this wouldn't have happened. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris, but keep it here on GMTV, all right.
All right. Stay bright.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Alad.
Hello.
You have a total for us, a sport relay total.
I do. As of yesterday, at the end of Scott's show, obviously, the total amount of money... No, hang on, not there.
Take a deep breath in, Alan.
That was his wallet.
And then now let it out.
The total fundraising amount for anyone was $69,373.
All right, so it was $69,373.
That's good.
And today, as of 9 o'clock, the Radio 1 listeners... I'm so nervous.
Just do yourself a favour. Right, breathe in. And now just breathe out slowly.
The amount was...
Yep.
$92,508!
Wow. That's amazing.
Good God, man.
Wow.
Really? Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
That's fantastic.
So that's from last night and this morning, yeah?
So, really, this morning.
Oh, really?
During our show, we raised...
We didn't do 20 grand this morning, did we?
Yeah, totally.
More.
Is that because literally we've been hurting people? Steve, your hands have raised 20 grand today. Well done, Steve.
Well done, Steve.
Good lad.
Can I donate a pound to not do this anymore?
What if I give £2 for you to stay there?
I raise you to £5.
Well, hey, I'll do a tenner that you stay there.
Alan, do you want to do the 10-second challenge?
Okay, then.
Okay. Steve, tell me when you're in position.
We are good to go.
Okay, right. Alan?
Yes.
Deep breath in. And let it out. Don't you swear.
Stop, okay. What was that?
Oh, you were so close. It's about 8 seconds.
Yeah. I can do it again. Could you do the other cheek?
What?
I can do it. I can do 10.
Do you want to do it?
I almost made it that time.
Alan is going to literally turn the other cheek.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what you should do in life.
Look at Steve's face. Look at him. Look how happy he looks.
It's like, do you know what?
Sadist.
It's like he's got a bonus go on the roller coaster, isn't it?
Is that a what?
Yeah,
really?
A free go, isn't it?
I mean, I enjoy a roller coaster.
It's like he's had a free go on something that he wasn't expecting.
Steve's ready?
Alan. You know when he prods to find the position?
Alan, listen to me.
Yeah.
Okay, take a deep breath in. And now let it out.
Oh!
Almost there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Yes!
That's my boy.
Thank you.
My boy in there. My boy.
Can I come back now?
Yeah, of course you can.
Come on, Rambo.
Thanks, Steve.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So there you go. Everybody done. Brilliant.
Chris Moyles.
So, it's 9 minutes past nine. Thank you very much,
Chris. Everybody on the table of pain.
Do you know what? We've milked this now. The listeners want us to move on.
One last go.
No, they want us to move on.
Listen.
Look, I'm reading the text. Chris, I know you want to have a go, but don't. We've got to move on.
No, listen. Steve is parked up on the meter till about 15:15. We've got plenty of time. Yeah. Go and have a quick go,
here's
and then he can fold up his table.
Chris, you need to get on with the show. Please don't go on the table.
Who's that from?
That's from Jeff.
From Jeff.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Land.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on, quick go.
Just a quickie.
Go on. Really? Yeah, it's fine.
You've got the legs that need it.
Please, can Chris go on the table? Chris on the table, please. Can we have Chris on the table, please?
Fine, whatever.
Yeah. Flooding in. Steve, he's on his way.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
You won't need to press too hard, Steve.
What?
Come on there.
Go easy.
No, well.
Where do you
want me, Big Steve?
Oh, on your front.
On my front.
Yeah, we'll do your butt.
You'll do my butt. Oh, you're so amazing.
How are you feeling, Chris? All right?
Well, I've got a bad leg. So.
Is he doing your.
Is he tight, Steve?
He's not too bad, actually.
Was I tight?
Exceptionally.
Now, do you know how Dominic did 5 seconds?
Yeah,
but I might do two.
Do you think?
Yeah. Okay, you ready, Steve? Are you still looking?
Okay, so we're counting you down. So three,
actually,
two...
Do you know what I should have done?
the trick should have been, as soon as he touched me in a place which didn't hurt, I should have gone, oh, yeah, there.
Right, Steve, you ready?
Blimey, all right, Steve. Oh, my God, you haven't even started yet.
Okay, so three, yep. Two, one, pain.
Oh, don't rub it, you weird man. Ow!
Well done.
Well done. Would you like to turn
the
cheek?
I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
For the long version.
No!
Yeah, I reckon you'll do 30. That was 10 easy.
Seriously? That was easy.
Tina's got the record of 21 seconds.
That was easy?
No, when I say easy, Steve, I mean, bye-bye. No, I'm not going to beat 21 seconds, because he... No, what are you doing, Steve?
I'm just finding the right areas.
Yeah, that hurts.
Okay.
He's not even touching me. Ow, that hurts. Ow.
Big breath. Three.
No. Two. Well, why am I doing it again?
Well, because why not?
You need to level up.
All right, ready?
Three, two, one, go.
Oh, God, you're trying to get your... It's like... Oh, my God, what's wrong with you? I wish we'd never met this man. It's man. He's trying to take my bum cheeks off.
What time, Al?
Oh, good God. I kind of like it now, actually, Steve. It's quite nice.
Yeah,
it too. It's actually quite a nice sensation. Boom, is that 30 seconds?
Yeah.
It's in. Woohoo. Right. I've got a strong ass. Thanks, Steve. Good God. Bye.
That was amazing.
Yeah, so thank you, Steve.
I can't walk.
The table of pain, I think, is now closed for today, but thank you for all your help with administering help and alleviation to Scott and all of us. All good.
I'm sure we will all feel the benefits of this tomorrow.
Something like that.
I can't phrase this without this sounding rude, and it's not meant to, but it's like he's literally trying to get his elbow to pop out the other side of my body.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what you mean.
Your eyes are watery.
Somebody text in 30 seconds for a pound. I think you'll find I just did 30 seconds. That's got to be worth a pound.
Definitely.
Martin, who text in from Lincoln.
There you go. If you like that, Martin, you can text the word Scott to 70011. It'll cost you a pound and it will all go to Sport Relief.
There you go. All right. Is that right, Richard Arnold and Chico?
Just want to say thank you, Chris Moyes. Without you playing it, this wouldn't have happened. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. But keep it here on GMTV. All right.
All right.
Right.
All right. Mm. Stay bright. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Have a lovely day.
Bye. And you enjoy.
I'll chat with you off the air about the fact that you broke my leg.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. You meant to fix me the other day, and I'm still broken. That's your fault, right?
Well, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, so it's, you know...
But I've been trying for 2 weeks. I left
that's
it.
That's probably
rested.
Why it's sore.
Really?
Yeah. You need to keep active. You need to keep it moving.
What? I'm keeping it moving. Yeah. I'm like Eskimo 7. I don't stop moving.
Mm. Are you doing the stretches I gave you?
Kind of.
No.
Oh, we've lost you. Bye-bye. There you are.
Thanks, Steve.
I want to know what's happening on Radio 1 for the rest of the day.